Episode 2977, Overflow with Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. And I hope you're recovering from daylight savings time. Don't you love springing forward? Okay, well, sometimes we just have to overflow with hope. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS's newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you know, I just want you to take a deep breath for a moment and listen to this Bible verse, Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is a prayer of spiritual blessing from the Apostle Paul to the believers in Rome. And when I read this earlier this week, it really struck me because I believe we're walking around really hopeless, honestly. And we are just clamoring for, I got to get something. I got to feed this because I'm so empty. And we're empty because we're losing hope. And the problem is we're losing hope because we're putting hope, a definition, into the things the way the world sees it, the way society does. And we're not looking at it from a biblical perspective. And I was really amazed. It just struck me. And I thought, you know what? We need to have more hope. And so this phrase, God of hope, is significant because it reminds us that our hope is not in ourselves, but in God. He is the source of all hope. And as we put our faith in him, we can experience the peace and joy that comes from knowing that he is in control. Then, of course, you move on, right, within the Bible verse itself, and it says overflow with hope. And that's really where I want you to get stuck on, because I think we get into circumstances and situations. Our struggles hit, and we find trouble. And when we hit those spots, those moments in our life, and they could be anything. I mean, you could have a whole catastrophe with your laundry. Maybe you put in whites and all of a sudden they're pink. That's a catastrophe. And you're like, how am I going to do this? I don't have the budget to replace what I just ruined. What's going to happen? And you're like, gosh, I need hope. I need something more than. And we can't find it, right? Laundry detergent, Clorox bleach, well, might give a little bit, but that's not where our hope is from. And so when I read this, the phrase itself, overflow with hope, I mean, it just jumped out at me. And this is experienced through the power of the Holy Spirit. Understand the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all of which we know of, right? Because we have the Bible, we have God's Word specifically. Then he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, of which when he died, 3 days later, he rose again. And now the Holy Spirit lives with us here on earth. Hence why we, our bodies, are the temple of God. We carry that within us. He is within us. And it's a powerful concept, as it suggests that our hope can actually increase and overflow. There's an abundance there, an abundance of hope that spills over and affects those around us. It's just not about you. It's just not about me. I don't just carry this basket of hope and then, you know, just piece it out. No. It's abundant and all of us can have it. It's not that small amount that we have, but an overflowing amount. And I don't think our logical brains can understand that. Because let's go back to the funny illustration of whites in the laundry, and now you get them out and they're pink, right? We go expecting something. We're hopeful for something. And then something goes awry, even though everything seemed to fall into place. And now you're like, now what? Now what do I do? And you're flustered and you want to do what? You want to give up. And God says, no, I am the God of hope. And this hope comes from only Him. And it's given to us through the power of the Holy Spirit as we put our faith and trust in God. So as we overflow with hope, we can encourage and inspire others, pointing them toward the source of hope, which is whom? God Himself. What an incredible gift of life. And it's a gift that God gives us. And at the same time, we can also live with confidence and joy, even in difficult circumstances, because we know that our hope is grounded in something unshakable. God is God. I don't care if you got whites in the laundry, now they're pink. God is still God. And I get that we look at that and you're saying, Christiane, really, it's just about laundry. No, it's not just about laundry. But a lot of things happen in our lives. All the way from the dinner dishes and dogs, the laundry, the whites becoming pink, the failures, the lack of job promotions, the loss of a job. Many people are facing that now. There are people who are losing their homes and they're trying to figure out, what do we do? The crime, not just in the United States of America, but in the world. The war, the weather. I mean, if you look at all of it, you're like, gosh, where is the hope? We can't put hope in the moon. We can't put hope in the sun, but we can put hope in God, the God of hope. And when we do that, everything changes. You can look at a glass half full and not half empty. You can look at your whites that are now, well, a little pink and go, yeah, that's not great, but you know what? I'll figure it out. I know I don't have a budget to replace all of that, but I will figure it out. And guess what? Ask God. Believe it or not, maybe you have a neighbor who knows something. And then there's something called, oh, wait, Google. And all of a sudden now, you don't have to worry about your whites. Maybe not all of them go back to where they were, but they can still be cleaned up. There is hope from our Heavenly Father. God is the God of hope. And I don't know what circumstances you're facing right now. And maybe you're not facing any. But if you're not facing something now, you will later. That's just how it goes around. Yeah, it's not fair. Now, the extreme of it might vary. So I really want you to embrace this overflow with hope. Because it's a powerful expression of the transformation that God works in our lives when we put our faith in Him and trust Him. So my challenge for you, invite God, the God of hope, into your life. Cry out to Him as you walk by faith. It's not going to be easy, right? When we're faced with circumstances where we don't have the answers, or we feel like we're in dire straits where, you know, we're just kind of living paycheck to paycheck, or we're struggling with our children and communication, and they're just at the stage of life where, oh my goodness, they don't even know what they're saying because of their lack of maturity. But yet, if you tell them that, they're going to sit there and blow you off, right? We all are in these positions. Maybe your marriage is suffering. Maybe you're watching someone you love go through an illness that is so challenging to you to watch your loved one suffer. Life is not easy, but there is still hope. God, the God of hope. And so I want you to put down your phones and your tablets. I want you to put away your computers. Turn off your streaming devices, and I want you to have an intimate conversation with God, the God of hope. Let Him know where you are, where you've fallen, where you're trying to get back up, where you're celebrating. Be grateful for what you do have, but also ask God for what you need, for the guidance, for the love, for the grace. Because I know it's not easy out there. I turn on the news. I listen to things about schools and fighting here and war here. And I'm thinking, what is our world coming to? It's not easy raising kids right now in this world. It's a challenge. It's not easy walking around going, who can I trust? Right? I mean, come on. Seriously, let's think about this. I know we're not talking about it, but that's why you're here in a safe place. I want to give you that space in your mind and in your heart and in your spirit to have a conversation with God that says, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I need you. So my prayer, my friend, for you is, may your heart feel the intensity of God's love for you. Aspire not to be perfect, but to bask in God's presence. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.